that he's worthy of our praise. He's not worthy of praise when circumstances are good. When the situation is running like we want it, that's not when you praise him. You praise him because he deserves praise. You thank him because we ought to thank him. You trust him because, well, what else are you going to do? Just go ahead and trust the Lord. And that's why it's so important that you know that you're saved. Now, I'm no super Christian, but I know this. I know that I'm saved. I know that. I know that. I don't question it. I don't sit around and fret over it. And he's able to save me, then he's able to take care of everything else. Right? Sometimes I wonder what everyone's trusting. Now, I'm not going to belittle your faith. There's different degrees of being people's faith. Some are got a lot of faith. Some ain't got much faith. I know that. But we all got the same Savior. And he's the same to everybody. Does everybody understand that? But look at me. He's the same to everybody. He don't treat me better than he treats you. Now, I know Roger said that he loves him the best. Well, he loves me like I'm his only kid, too. I just want you to know that. And that's just the way he does. We'll give you some thoughts this morning. These are not old, new thoughts. These are old thoughts. Be as simple as I've ever preached to you. It'll be this morning. And it ain't going to be nothing new. We're going to go back and maybe even rehearse some things. And you'll say, why do you keep saying this? Because you need it. That's why I'm going to keep telling you. That's why I'm going to keep telling you. I've talked to several people this week about the Lord. And some have readily admitted they was lost. Some, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, they ain't. I'm not judging, but they ain't. If they're saved, the Bible's wrong. All right. Can I tell you my quote again? Everybody remember the quote from a couple weeks ago? Huh? Truth is not what you believe. Truth is what God says. It ain't gonna, whether you believe it or not, does not change the truth. Right? You believe whatever you want. You can believe a cow jumped over the moon. If that's what you want to believe, you go right ahead. Alright? But that don't make it true. It might be true to you. Truth is what God says. And somewhere we're going to have to get back to what God says. Now, we're going to say some things this morning that it may not sit with you, and that's okay. That's okay. And now that we're on YouTube, I know it's not going to sit with some of our YouTubers. I got a new word to use. Welcome all of the YouTubers, okay? All right? But we're going to try this to be very simple this morning. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I come this now. You're most wonderful, and I know that I can do nothing without you. So, Lord, we're going to trust you. And, Lord, I'm wicked. I'm vile. I know that. In my own works, my own merits, my righteousnesses are still filthy rags. I'm glad I'm not going to be mine. I'm glad I'm going to be yours. And Lord, I ask that you cleanse me. I don't want to be a hindrance or hurt. I don't want to be just a stick in the mud this morning. But Lord, help me to preach thy simple word to us this morning. And Lord, we're going to praise you for all that is done. Anything that comes out of this, it's going to be because you're great and wonderful. And we're going to thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right? Well, we know that's our theme. We're not preaching on that this morning. That is our theme, keeping our heart fixed in 2026. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. And maybe before this year's out, we'll be able to sing and give praise. You reckon? Well, everybody do that. Now, there's some things that's taken place this week. And I can't get my mind off of it because of the confusion that's in people's minds and hearts about being saved. I want to let you know this morning that the greatest thing you can know is to truly know that you have been saved, that you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, and that He has pardoned you, forgiven you of your sins, and has accepted you into the Beloved, part of the family, and that you're going to be with Him in eternity. That's the greatest thing you can know. And the world is mixed up on some things. So I want us to look serious this morning and let us ask ourselves this very simple things. Are we truly saved or are we religious? Are we religious? Now the world has got on this big religious kick. We're on a big religious kick. From our president down, I believe a whole outfit of her is lost myself. That's just my personal opinion. From the president down, I don't know if there's any saved man up there. Because I don't believe you can live like they live and lie like they lie and be Christian. I just don't believe it. Y'all believe what you want to. I believe the whole outfit needs saved. I believe Hollywood needs saved. I don't believe there's a lot of Christians making movies. I believe they're lost. Okay? Now you say, I shouldn't say that. Well, I just don't think you can run around half naked and portray adulteries and fornications and drunkenness and all these things and be a Christian. I just don't believe it. You go ahead, but this preacher can't believe it. And I'm just not going to go that route. Okay? I don't believe because you put Jesus in a song makes it a gospel song. Yeah. You know, years ago, back in when I was a young guy, they sung a song, Drunk Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalpost of Life. Anybody here remember that song? Huh? Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalpost of Life. Well, that may be a wonderful song for the country charts, but I don't know that I'd want to preach after they sung it. I don't know that the Spirit would be right for me to sing that song. Okay? And I mentioned this Wednesday. I'm going to mention it now. How many was excited that they had an alternative to the halftime show Sunday at the Super Bowl? Huh? They had an alternative. They had the world put on an alternative from an ungodly halftime show to an alternative ungodly halftime show. And they give praise to Kid Rock. They give him praise because he sung a song about Jesus and a Bible. Of course, they didn't play the song where he sings about, listen carefully to what I'm going to say because it's a little crude, that every man needs a young girl. The law calls it statutory. I call it mandatory. Did everybody catch it? But he said, it was a song that had Jesus and the Bible in it. Ain't that wonderful? I mean, millions of people heard him say Jesus. And they heard him say, you ought to read your Bible. Amen. It's where we're at today. Many are religious. But only how saved you are. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says this, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you except you be reprobates. Examine yourselves. So I'm going to ask you this morning, examine yourself. Examine yourself. See, I don't know. I asked I preached Roger's mother's funeral yesterday. I asked everybody there. This looked right by ball up. Are you saved? I'm asking, are you saved? 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 Yeah. Hey, preachers, y'all say, just call you preach. Don't mean you say. Are you saved? Am I saved? I asked myself that this morning. You saved? Well, surely they are. Are you? Are you? Are you truly saved? We said in the prayer room, Brother Rick, we was talking in the prayer room, if you're saved, then it should have done come out by now. Has it come out yet? Huh? I didn't talk about losing. I mean coming out where everybody knows it. Huh? How do you hide an explosion? How do you hide an explosion? When the Holy Ghost come in, is that not the power of God? Is that not where we get our word dynamite from, Didymus and dynamite of the Holy Ghost when He comes in? Was there not an explosion in your heart when Christ come in? Well, how do you hide an explosion? Years ago, I wasn't very big, and we was digging out my pawpaw's basement. And it was hard digging, and there in an old ringer washer, underneath the steps in the basement, Papa had dynamite. We had the sticks of powder, and then over in the cabinet, we had the caps, and we had an old breast auger, and I don't know if you look like a big bracing bit, and we dug back in the bank, and we'd tamp it, and Papa, I don't know, about a quarter of a stick, maybe, of powder, we put a cap in, tamp it back in there, and he'd pop it, and we'd shovel it out, muck it out, you know. Dump it over here on the wheelbarrow. Well, he got a little bit more too much powder in one of the holes. And we shot it off a extension cord, and we went around outside, and hey, and it was bad enough it flushed the commodes in the house. Oh, we had a big laugh over that. I remember because I got to do the shoveling, you know. But you know, well, you couldn't hide it. You know, you might hear, it wasn't nothing. But that day, whoo! And when them commodes flushed, boy, we know, something went off down there. Everybody know something went off in your heart? Huh? See, you can't hide it. You can't hide it. We all right? This morning we're going to preach you just simply this: religious and lost or saved and sure. How about that? Religious and lost or saved and sure. And let's see, we'll just let the scripture preach to us this morning. John chapter 6, verse 69 through 71, it says this: "And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered him, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil?" He speaks of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. There we have the message right there in that verse. See, we plainly see the separation. It's all through the scripture. There's always a big separation between being religious and lost and saved and sure. See, there's no middle ground. There's no gray. God lays it out really simple right through His Word. And we don't like it that simple because it cuts us to the quick and it makes us not be able to live like hell and still go to heaven. And what we do, we want to make it so broad that everybody's saved and make it so big and ain't nobody bad. Well, let me tell you something this morning. You can't live like hell and go to heaven. I just want you to know that. You're saved by grace. You're kept by grace. But saved people don't live like hell.
Amen.
That is what I believe. I just believe what the Bible said. He's the one separates it. And we believe and are sure. Do you believe this morning? Are you sure? Do you believe? Are you sure? I believe. I'm sure. Huh? Jesus answered and said, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Remember what Doug Holly told us in revival? Huh? Remember a couple of years ago he preached revival, and he said, he mentioned that verse. He said, "Does that mean if we go down through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, one of you is lost? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, one of y'all is lost. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it 1 in 12? Is that a good ratio? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Is one of you 12? Huh? You say, "Well, they ain't like it." I didn't say it was. I said, "What if it was like that?" I said, "What if it was like that?" That was an analogy. That was an illustration. What if it was like that? Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm sure. Are you sure? Jesus answered them, "I have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil?" I just want you to understand that 1 out of 12, if that would be the ratio, that's not very good, is it? Huh? We okay? Matthew 7:21-23 says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." I'm going to ask you, are you saved and sure, or are you religious and lost? You tell me this morning. Here we have religious and lost. Yes or no? Right? This ain't my writing. It's what Jesus said. Well, that's a different time. That's what Jesus said. My Bible don't have a clock or a calendar in it. My Bible just goes through and saying, Jesus said this, well, I'm going to believe it. But wait a minute, he said it all, so I'm just going to believe all of it. He wrote it all. It's all his word. I'm going to believe every word of it. Are we okay? Now, I know we don't like this because it gets too tight. I know that. And we find excuses and everything. But let me tell you, the way is narrow. He said, "Narrow is the straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat." That's what the Bible said. That's what the Bible said. Judas was numbered with the 12. That's what we just read, ain't it? Judas was sent out to preach, and he did. Y'all know Judas was a preacher, didn't he? He was a preacher. He had the best teacher. He had the best leader. He had the best group of people to fellowship with. Judas witnessed all the miracles. He did. Judas witnessed every miracle. Are you hearing me? The best leader. He ran around with Jesus. He ate with Jesus. They slept in the same room. They eat the same meals. They walk the same path. Huh? He witnessed every miracle. Did he not? He listened to every word that come out of Jesus' mouth. Every sermon. When Jesus preached a sermon on the mount, Judas sat there. I don't know if he said amen or not, but he listened. You come to church, you say, "Why come to church?" Well, Judas went to the best church. Had the best preacher. Had the best teacher. Huh? Is that not right? Hey, listen. They went to the upper room to have the Last Supper, and they eat it, and Jesus took a rag and washed Judas's feet. That's pretty tight fellowship, ain't it? Huh? We all right? Ate the Last Supper. They was dipping in the sop, and Judas said, when Jesus said, "Somebody here going to betray me," Judas says, "Was it me?" Well, that's taking her all the to the limit, ain't it? That's being a liar as far as you can be one. Huh? Ain't it? Is everybody listening to me this morning? But, you know, it always come out that there was a problem. Because when Mary come in to worship, not when Mary come in to get in line and serve, or not when Mary come in line to get something from the Lord, when Mary come in to worship, when true worship takes place, the unsaved can't handle it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Amen, preacher. That is right.
You know what he said? That's a waste. Worship's a waste. And that's what Mary did when she poured the ointment on Jesus. It was worship, is what it was. Is everybody following me? I just want you to understand, you can be religious and be lost. We still okay? Religious, but lost. Are you religious? You can come to church. And I want you to come to church. Come to church all the time. If you want to have special services, I open doors. We can do it every day. I don't care. That's wonderful. We can have it morning, noon, and night, all day, all night. I don't care. But that don't save you. That don't save you. Will it make you religious? Yeah. Carry your Bible. Get you a stack of Bibles. Put them all in a book bag. Carry them all at the same time. Lay them out on the table. Lay them out on the table and read them all at the same time. Read them backwards. Memorize them. Be religious. Get you a big cross and hang around your neck. Put you a face on the back of your car. And a cross on your license plate. Huh? Then blow your horn and cuss and give everybody the finger when you go down the road. Huh? So I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that are religious but lost. Now, I do not believe you're saved by works. Does everybody understand that? You're saved by grace. And I believe anybody and everybody is somewhere or not gets sideways with the Lord or gets off on the wrong in the wrong spot. I believe that. Because we try to do things on our own. And I may go through the motions fine as you can see, but my heart be far from the Lord. See? Is there anything going on the inside? Are we okay? Does anybody not understand what I've said so far? Huh? 2 Corinthians 5:17 then says this, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Can I ask you this morning, you look at me this morning, are you a new creature in Christ? Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and Him make you a new creature? Have you? Now, if you're trying to study where, you got a problem. Has He made a new creature out of you? I didn't ask. Me and Dave was talking this morning. Well, I'm not looking for perfection, nor am I looking for a profession. Huh? I'm wondering whether or not you've trusted Christ. Amen. I'm not asking you to be perfect. I'm not saying you're not perfect and that means you're not saved. I'm asking you, are you a new creature? Huh? Hmm? 1 Timothy chapter 1, the Apostle Paul is writing this. And if there's anybody that can say that he became a new creature, it would be Paul. If you read about Paul before the Lord changed his name from Saul to Paul, Saul was a murderer. He persecuted men, women, children. I'm sure if they were said they was a Christian, he persecuted them. He was mean. He was mean. All right. I mean, he was one of them fellas that you would have told, don't y'all go around that guy. Y'all stay away from him. He's mean. He'll do something to you. He'll hurt you. Does everybody understand that? That was the way Saul was. And something happened to Saul. Saul met the Lord on the Damascus Road. And when he met the Lord, something changed. When you meet the Lord this morning, something changes. All right? And he says this to Timothy, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Who was before..." Here's the change. "This is what I was before, a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Wait a minute. Unbelief. He done it ignorantly in unbelief. He was a Pharisee of the strictest sect. He was schooled in everything that the Jews taught. He knew everything. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. I mean, everything was laid out for him. He was religious. And he was lost. what he was doing, persecuting the church. He thought he was doing right. But then he met Jesus, and he was changed from being religious and lost. He became something else. He became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. 2 Timothy 1:11 and 12 then says this, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed him against that day. Hey, there's a difference in religious and lost and saved and sure.
Amen.
He said, I know whom I believed, and persuaded that he's able to keep. I know whom I have believed.
Amen.
Huh? Not in who.
Right. Right.
He didn't say that. I know whom I have believed. It ain't just saying there is a God. There is a Jesus. It's believing Him.
Yeah.
Huh? We still okay? Saved and sure. That was Paul. Did you see the difference? Talk to me. Did you see the difference? All right, let's look. Scripture shows over and over the change in a person when they truly receive Christ as Savior. But where's the change today? Where's the change in people today? Now, I don't care whether you're in West Virginia or New York or Tennessee, Florida, Burma, Kenya, California, I don't care where you're from. Don't care whether you're Jew or the Bible says that they were the same. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no difference. Huh? And then he says there's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond or free, for they're all the same in Christ Jesus. Huh? There's no difference. There's no difference. Are we still okay? William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, this is what it concerned him. He said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. We see it all the time. We see it all the time. They portray it on the TV. They portray it on the TV with services, with church services. Now, I'm going to upset the people this morning, but listen carefully. Now, I know that we all don't believe the same doctrine. Everybody in the world, I know that. Everybody ain't a Baptist. All right? You can sing all the good songs, and you can go back and sing them, bring them all here to church and sing them. But some of the stuff we're watching on TV, listen to me, the Holy Ghost ain't there if there's no truth there.
Amen.
And if there's no truth in the gospel, there's no spirit in the song. If there's no truth in the gospel, there's no truth in the song.
Amen.
There's no spirit in it. It's emotion. Now we can take the same song and a saved person sing it and believe the truth and it'll be spiritual.
Amen.
Everybody understand that? Because we'll jump on religion if it... We okay? We better wonder what witnesses with my spirit. For the spirit itself speaketh in my heart. Well, but ain't no buts. That's what William Booth is concerned. And I'm not concerned about it. And it's going to happen. It's already done. Christianity without Christ. Is that not what we have today? We got Christianity with God. We got Christianity with God. We got Christianity with what we... How come? How come we don't say Christ? How come we don't say Jesus Christ? How come we don't get up and say, I was born again and I can't be a part of this no more? Where is it? Come out from among them and be ye separate. Believe what you want. I want to thank everyone out there in TV land for this award. First of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ. I made that movie about all that drugs and all that sex we just had. I want to thank the Lord for enabling me to make that movie. Oh, ain't that wonderful? We got Christians in Hollywood. Huh? I'd like to accept this award for all my music. That they can't play it in church, they got to play it in the bar. But I want to thank God for it. Believe what you want. Believe what you want. But it's Christianity without Christ. Say it's too hard, it's too narrow. I'm sorry. That's as narrow as the cross.
Amen, preacher.
We got religions, but all they'll say, now let's go ahead and lay it out. Alright? Well, you know, you can't say nothing about the Pentecostal. They're good people. They are good people. Everybody's good people. We're all good people. Ain't no bad people. The Bible says, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name given among heaven, men, given among men under heaven, whereby we must be saved. And that's the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you add anything to Jesus Christ, then you took Jesus out.
Amen.
Hear me. If you add anything to Jesus Christ when it comes to salvation, then you took Jesus out of it. Now, if you add a work of the Holy Ghost, if you add a baptism of water or a baptism of the Holy Ghost or any works, then you took Jesus out of it, and that's all you got is works.
Amen.
Whether it be Baptist, Pentecostal, Free Will Baptist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Lutheran, I don't care what you be. And you say, well, I just don't believe it. Well, you probably will go to hell not believing it then. See, we've made the road so broad. Huh? That's how come the churches in Nicholas County can go support the tractor bar. Since we're on YouTube, we got new visitors. And just want to make sure you understand. That's why churches in Nicholas County can go support the tractor bar and all the hell that comes out of it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I know I'm hard.
Amen.
No. I'm just doing what the Bible says.
Amen.
Forgiveness without repentance. Repentance is a turning away. We'll rarely run to the altar and say, God, forgive me. And say, boy, he did, but we still live like we did.
Amen.
Salvation without regeneration. Well, that's what he was afraid of, but it don't go together. You can't have salvation without being born again.
Amen.
Politics without God. That's so ironic. That's one of them oxymorons. We got politics and God's up there. Huh? God's up there. Now listen, I'm for our president. I'm for our Senate and Congress. I'm an American. I just don't believe you can live like that. See, they said when they made our articles, the Constitution, and all the things there. You know what they said? A lot of people don't even realize it. They said this will only work with a Christian nation. And you know why there's such a big rub in politics? Because we're not a Christian nation. Because that's the only thing our Constitution will support. That's why it's made like that. Heaven without hell. That's where we're at today. I seen a cartoon. It had, again, y'all believe what you want. It had Waylon Jennings with wings, Johnny Cash with wings, Chris Christopherson with wings, waiting on Willie Nelson. Now, I don't know what was in them man's soul. I do not. And I know people's already critical me already. But I just have a hard time putting all that with Christianity. I know Chris Christopherson wrote, "Lord Help Me Jesus." I know that, and I'm tickled. And ain't nothing wrong with the song. Okay. Or is everybody following me this morning? I'm not being mean to you. I'm just wanting to try to show you religious and lost and saved and sure. Amen. Everybody don't go to heaven. If all dogs can't go, everybody ain't going to go. I know some dogs has got a better chance than some people. No change in our attitude. There's no change in our relationships. There's no change in where we go. There's no change in our lifestyle. There's no change in our activities. And that's where we're at today, religious and lost and saved and sure. We probably ought to look. Ephesians 2:1-3, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses in, where in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." That's what we were. Ephesians 2:12-13, "That at that time ye were with you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." For of Titus 3:3-4, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared." Hey, I'm trying to show you there's a difference in religious and lost and saved and sure. Are you seeing the difference in Scripture? 1 John 3:14, we know that we pass from death into life because we love the brethren. Let me tell you something. If it's at that one verse, half of us ain't going to make it. Is everybody listening to me? We don't love the brethren. Won't shake hands, won't speak. Won't go here, won't go there. Shame on us. Say we're a Christian. Religious and lost. Cheryl, go to Penn. Saved and sure. You tell me this morning. You tell me. You say? I'm asking you. Everybody look at me. Look at me. Are you saved? I mean, are you Bible? Are you saved? 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 They're wonderful. And if you ain't, come on. Come on. Come on and receive Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let's stand together. Father, speak to our hearts, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.